All right, the 10-hour wholesaler way. Identify, build, and outsource. Hello, once again, I am your fearless leader, Justin Wilmot, a full-time nationwide real estate investor out of a little piece of paradise called Flagler Beach, Florida. All right, so in this module, you're about to discover what a 10-hour wholesaler is exactly, and the 10-hour wholesaler way step by step. How to identify your first target market, build your pipelines, which are the two key players in this model, and then how to outsource your team once you've become really good at building your pipelines. And I'm going to give you my top VA resources so we can get the mundane daily tasks off your plate and in the hands of a good qualified team, and a lot more. So stick with me and let's dig right into this. Now, before we do, I got to give this disclaimer. Now, I am not an attorney. We are not attorneys, so don't take any of this as legal advice. This is just what works for us and the markets that we're in and lots of real estate investors all across the country, literally thousands. But again, always get your own attorney and work with your own state law. So your three-step process to flipping properties nationwide, work in less than 10 hours a week. Step one is going to be identify. So we'll go over exactly what you need in order to identify your first target market and then scale on from there. Step two is gonna be build. How to build your two most critical pipelines, your cash buyers pipeline and your JV wholesaler pipeline. And then step three, we're gonna show you exactly how to outsource all of this pipeline building so that you have a smooth, well-oiled machine. Now, before we get into the simple three-step process, let's go over what exactly a 10-hour wholesaler is. Now, in 10-hour wholesaling, we're actually professional delegators. Once we've identified exactly what we need to do within a particular market in order to build our pipelines, the very next step is to get that task off our plate into the hands of our professional team. Then we set our focus and guide our team clearly. Once one market is established, we're constantly scouting for the next market so we can move on and expand. Now we are resourceful and we use leverage. We leverage OPI, other people's inventory. And we recruit qualified team members on a commission basis only. And we love to keep it simple. Like I say, put those horse blinders on and stay extremely focused. Low information diet and high doses of action is what it takes to succeed. And we establish one market, and once that market is moving well, we move on to the next and scale as large as we want. It is all in your personal goals. Now, this is the absolute and fastest way to profit in this game that we call real estate investing. It's fun, it's profitable, it requires the absolute least amount of time than any other form of real estate investing out there. Look, you control just how busy you want to be. In essence, what we really are as a 10-hour wholesaler is paper flippers. We're flipping our rights to contracts. That's it. We introduce a whole new source of deals to our very niche buyers that we'll talk about later and expand a whole new world to them of deals that they never knew about. Right now, they're currently battling with each other over listed properties on the MLS. And we all know that is a dying game. Specifically, we are great relationship builders. And in exchange, we collect an assignment fee. Typically half of the profit spread. Now, we are not buying or selling the property itself. We are not marketing properties, but we're marketing our contracts or our interest in properties. We are not working with listed properties. All the deals that we work with are privately controlled by other wholesalers. And we are not ever physically meeting the sellers, nor are we ever physically meeting the buyers. And I mean never. I can't tell you the last time that I actually met one of my buyers in any virtual market that we're in. What's important to realize is that we shop for our cash buyer network. We shop for exactly what our buyers want. And we have a preferred buyer type that really helps us actually create value in the marketplace. So this is all about building rapport, both on the JV wholesaler side and on the cash buyer side. And in this, there's never a need to have any experience with your co-wholesaler relations. You have access to properties unknown to your buyers. And our intent here, once again, is to always add value. Never go into a relationship just trying to get in the middle. Always ask yourself, how can I add value to this individual? And you will succeed in this business. Now, here's an example of 10-hour wholesaling from 30,000 feet, as they say. So our goal is to get on a wholesaler's buyer's list. Then we send the property inventory options to our buyer network via email. We then contract any property that our buyers are interested in, and we use a simple one-page assignment contract. So just to recap, we build a list of fellow wholesalers in our target market in order to get on their buyer's list. From there, we will receive their inventory as soon as they get it and send it out to their buyers. Then our job is to identify properties that our cash buyers have already told us that they're looking for. We then contract any property that our buyers are interested in with a simple one-page assignment contract. We then send those assignment contracts in to our title attorney or title company, and we get on the HUD, and then we get paid. It's really that simple. Now, here's an overview of the entire process. Step one in the 10-hour wholesaling process is identify our first target market. Now, are some real estate markets better for 10-hour wholesaling than others? Well, the answer is yes and no. It's a double-edged sword. So an ideal market is where there's already lots of investor activity. That is pretty much any major metropolitan county in this entire country. You name it, it all works. Atlanta, Memphis, Orlando, Maricopa County. Those are all markets where there are currently wholesalers and cash buyers by the droves. Can we do business in those markets? Absolutely. But we like to swim downstream and work in markets where we're going to actually add value to that marketplace. Now let's talk about identifying your target markets. So the top 10-hour wholesaler markets in the country would be any market that actually has any current investment flow, meaning we're going to need wholesalers that we can partner up with. And I'm going to show you exactly how to find and build a list of wholesalers in any market in the country. But that is our top priority. We need inventory. We then can move into what's called overflow markets, which are counties or cities that are bordering major metropolitan areas and getting the direct benefits of all the commerce of the downtown. And the value of local knowledge. So it is very helpful when talking with your buyers to know local knowledge in regards to neighborhoods. And so with that said, if the value of local knowledge helps in regards to knowing neighborhoods of your target market, then just start with your farm area, especially if you're in one of these major metropolitan areas. Get involved immediately in your farm area. So a few more top 10-hour wholesaler markets would be the very hot rental markets anywhere in the country where there are high ROIs for landlords. You can do a simple Google search and look for top-rated rental investor markets in the country, and you will get many articles filled with results. Forbes magazine or Forbes.com actually has some of the more accurate feedback in this topic. So go through those markets, and if you are located in one of those markets, make that your farm market and get started there in building your pipelines immediately. You're going to want to make sure there's an active network of wholesalers, and I'll tell you right now, if your farm area is on any of these lists, then there will be already an active network of wholesalers. Now, having a large number of all cash transactions is absolutely critical. We need to make sure that we can capture and reach out to a large database of cash buyers. We're going to talk more about this later, and quality does matter over quantity, but to be safe, we want to make sure we have options, okay? So having just three cash buyers in one particular market is just not going to be enough security. We need more than that. And we're going to show you exactly how to pull a list of all the cash buyers in your target markets completely for free. And so all you're really going to have to do is Google top real estate investment markets. Also Google top rated rental markets in the US. Any variation of that, you get the point. Just use Google and find the articles that are identifying top markets. If you live in any of those, then get involved. If you're from one of those, get involved. If you worked in one of those markets for a couple years and know it well, get involved. Whatever the reason is, if you know that market and you know the neighborhoods, that can be a target market. Now, these are not the only markets that you can enter, but it's a great start. Now, a little something that I call overflow markets are really critical because markets bordering major metropolitan areas get the direct benefits of downtown commerce. That means we can have lots of B and B class type neighborhoods where our great blue collar areas with great schools that lots of people like to do fix and flips in. That is a hot market for us. The next best market choice are your rental, high-rated rental-type neighborhoods. Now, here's an example. If Orlando, Florida is our focus market, the overflow markets are going to be including cities like Kissimmee, Ocoee, Winter Park, and a few more. There are huge opportunities in these neighboring cities that receive the benefits of major downtown commerce. And look, here is a great example of it. Now, here's a map of Orlando, Florida. Orlando is directly in the middle. That little red dot is Orlando. Look all the way down towards the bottom of this image. There's that funny looking name called Kissimmee, Florida. Look to the just the left of that. There's an emblem that says Disney World. Now, when most of you think of Disney World, most people think of Orlando, Florida. The truth is, it's actually bordering Kissimmee. Kissimmee is a hotbed of great B-class type neighborhoods. That is a market where there's going to be lots of potential. Keep an eye out for these types of markets, guys, and you'll find great little niche areas to start 10-hour wholesaling. Now, once again, local knowledge is very helpful. You can think of things of where you might have had roots, where you were from, if you have friends there, business associates there. Have you ever lived in one of these top or overflow markets before? Now, a perfect 1-2 punch formula would be a top overflow market plus local knowledge. Then you are in business. Now, that 1-2 punch is not 100% necessary, but once again, it's only going to give you advantage. All right, now that you know how to identify your 10-hour wholesaler market, it's time for building. We're going to show you exactly how to build your pipelines. Now, there's two key players in this pipeline, all right? We got cash buyers and we got wholesalers. Your cash buyers. So your ideal buyer is the retail type of investor buyer. Now, this retail investor buyer has cash and they can close fast. They are not the big fix and flip guys that are in your area. Here's why we do not focus on them when we're 10-hour wholesaling. Now, big fix and flip guys are phenomenal when you're doing your own wholesale deals like we talked about in module 1 when we talk about smart wholesaling. But when you're 10-hour wholesaling and partnering with other wholesalers, you have to bring value to the table. Large fix and flip guys are most likely, not guaranteed, but most likely already on the cash buyers lists of your fellow wholesalers. That means that these guys are probably already receiving the inventory from the wholesalers that you're partnering up with. So, how do we bring value? You have to find these very niche retail investor buyers. These are not seasoned investors. They haven't bought 20 properties in the last 90 days. And they typically pay the highest price and negotiate much, much less than your fix and flip guys that have been doing deals forever. So your ideal buyer are these fresh, new buyers, regular people who want to put their money to work and invest in real estate. Now, you have to understand, these buyers hit the market in every metropolitan city and the bordering overflow markets every single day. It's no secret that real estate is a hot commodity right now, and it's going to be for years to come. So there are people entering the market all the time, figuring now is the best time to pull their money from self-directed 401ks, IRAs, investment portfolios, money markets, and they're dumping it into real estate. Those are the people that you must build a relationship with. Now, here's an example. So back in 2008, 9, 10, and 11, we were buying single family properties from the banks in droves. And what was interesting was that our end buyers, after we did our renovations, were actually typical retail buyers, but were paying cash nearly 80% of the time. And that is because there are lots and lots of savvy people pulling their money outside of their 401ks and IRAs and investment funds, realizing that real estate was at its rock bottom. But they did not want to do any renovations or anything of that sort. They wanted a turnkey property. And so our product was perfect for them. But guess what? These buyers haven't left the market. They are still saturating the market and they are still coming in daily. There are people by the thousands realizing that real estate is a great investment and they continue to buy real estate at today's market value. Now, these are the types of buyers that you must accumulate in order to bring value to the table for your joint venture wholesale relationships. critical, guys. And so these ideal buyers, they're actually professionals just entering the real estate business. Some of them could be entrepreneurs with just successful businesses, and some are doctors or executive types or CEOs of large companies or trust funds or insurance settlements. Interestingly enough, we've had a lot of buyers lately that are just receiving funds from insurance settlements, and they're putting their money into real estate rather than just wasting it on a new car. That was very smart of them. Also, lots and lots of retirees who, once again, are wanting to put their money into a hard asset that they can trust. And these are all your small mom and pop investors. Now you should have a pretty good idea of why these are your ideal buyers. They're primed for you to introduce off-market deals to that they have no knowledge of. Right now, they are just scraping along looking at the MLS and hiring realtors, not getting any deals. Most of these people have no idea what a wholesale property is. So you are going to be a whole new source of deals for them. They pay typically the highest prices. They haggle a lot less than your seasoned investors, and they don't have other wholesalers' properties on their radar. The value that you bring to your buyers is that you're a professional and that your partners, your wholesalers, have dumped huge amounts of resources into their marketing campaigns to provide exclusive off-market deals. You are your buyer's gatekeeper to reaching their financial goals through real estate. Only present deals that match and need their goals. Do not waste their time. Most people have no idea how to find an actual good deal, and you will be continuing to deliver good deals to them on a silver platter. And it's much more costly for them to just go at it alone. Even if they had the desire to do so, it could take them years to figure out how to do it the right way to actually see a return on their marketing investments. So you are helping them immensely. You are literally handing them access to deeply discounted wholesale properties that are just not on the MLS. These people didn't even know that there was another route to take, and they would never know about them without you. So this is a mutually beneficial long-term relationship, and you need to become their go-to guy or gal, all right? You bring them deals, you save them time, you make them money, and they will be loyal clients forever, guaranteed. Now, building your buyers list. Look, we got three simple strategies to build your list. We got bandit signs. I know, but hear me out. We'll talk about it in a minute. We have Craigslist ads, which are just still extremely effective. And then the most effective is direct mail. You can take all other methods, high dollar, multimedia, multi-million dollar campaigns. And if you do these three methods really, really well, you will yield better results than the millions of bucks on media campaigns on TV, cable, and radio. Now, bandit signs. The truth is they work extremely well. I'm not a fan of them for drumming up motivated seller leads, but when it comes to buyer leads, you cannot argue how well they work. Now, hear me out. They're against city ordinance in most municipalities. You have to check with your city and weigh the risks versus the rewards. Sometimes there are ways that you can do it or times that you can do it. Figure that out and go ahead and start getting these things out. Now, homemade versus printed signs. I do not like printed signs. We get way better results with the standard white corrugated signs with handwritten ink using a big red or big black Sharpie. And so here is how you deploy these bandit signs in your target market. Go to Craigslist and post an ad in the gigs or services offered section. In just a few simple sentences, let people know that you're looking for a trustworthy individual with a car to put bandit signs out for you, or yard signs. All they need to do is stake them into the ground and to the intersections that you give them. You're going to need to print out a map. Circle the most high traffic intersections that you could possibly find where there is stop signs or traffic lights. From there, circle them, provide this person that responds to your ad on Craigslist that map, and offer them $1 a sign. In order for them to get the $1 a sign, they must take a picture of every single sign that they put up. All right? It works like magic, guys. Just do it. And here's an example of what your bandit signs should look like. With just a very generic headline of cheap handyman special. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, $65,000. Must sell now, cash only. Call. And then, this is very important, for the phone number, I highly suggest that you use either a Google Voice number or what's called a Vumbler number, V-U-M-B-L-E-R, or even better yet, which is still to this day the least traceable phone number, would be a disposable phone that you can get from Walmart or Dollar Tree. Get one of those. Hire someone on Craigslist to do this for you guys. Do not be running around doing this stuff yourself. Now, Craigslist ads for building your cash buyers list is still extremely effective. Your subject line should go something as this: Handyman Special 3-2 for X. Must sell. Now, if you don't have a property to market, you can do what's called a phantom listing. Now, a phantom listing is just where you take somebody else's property that has already sold. Reach out to other wholesalers and ask if they mind if you use a property that they once had in order to drum up more business. You just need to ask with a property that you know is no longer available and just market that deal. I highly suggest you do not provide any address or details of the property. Just talk about the general numbers, provide pictures, and a general location. Pics, an email, and a Google Voice number are all you need to put on this ad. And where you're going to post your ads on Craigslist are in two places. It's going to be in the real estate services section in your target market. So if it was Orlando, Florida, you would post it in Orlando, Florida Real Estate Services. Staying with the same example, if it was Orlando, Florida, you would post it in the for sale by owner section of your target market. So Orlando, Florida. So here's a few more strategies to build your buyers list, guys. Call local real estate management companies and ask for a list of available rentals. Once you get that list, do a reverse lookup to find the owner's mailing address and phone number, and then just cold call them. Why would you do this? Because real estate management companies have extensive lists of all their rental properties that they've ever had or currently have available. Well, who owns rental properties? In many, many, almost most cases, it's landlords. Your job is to find out who they are. Make sure you have your Excel sheet for cash buyers printed up or on your desktop on your computer. And as you start doing this reverse lookup and cold calling owners, make sure you are inserting all that information to that Excel sheet. Here's a free source for reverse lookups. Now, whitepages.com is free for a limited time. I believe they only give you a certain amount of searches, and then eventually they're going to track you and start asking you to pay for the service. There's an excellent paid source that you can just go right to and start getting great results, and that's www.intellius.com. All right, here's some more strategies for building your list. You can buy access to a data system that can pump out buyers list in droves all over the country. It is amazing technology and you must leverage it. And you get a free 30-day trial of the software at privatemoneyblueprint.com/try-it-free. The second source would be findcashbuyersnow.com. Both softwares work extremely well for finding cash buyers. Both provide excellent source of fresh cash buyer leads on a monthly basis, and they're continuing to get updated. Now, once you pull those lists, here's how you market to those buyers lists. You're going to send them what's called the buyer letter template, and we've actually provided it for you in the resources section. This is a ninja letter for you to swipe and deploy. It has taken years and thousands of dollars of trial and error and testing for us to perfect. Now, your mailing. It should be in white invitation style envelopes and handwritten address in red ink. And then you need to put a regular live stamp on it. That means going to the post office and buying what they call books of stamps. The open rate is 4 times higher than this. Now, for some of you seasoned investors, sure, you can continue to use your fulfillment house. And we still do sometimes. But if you are really trying to get a very high open rate, just do it this way and hire an intern or somebody in-house like an operations manager to do this for you. And we're going to talk about those key team players in just a moment. Now, here are some really good tips for when you're approaching your buyers to set you aside and set you different from the rest of the people out there. You need to have the lucky to work with you vibe and mentality versus the kiss ass, this is a great deal, buy it now, use Carmen sales type of vibe. Do not go about it that way. You are here to add value. Just ask questions and still have the confidence to let them know that they are lucky to have met you. Don't approach buyers like you are kissing their ass and pushing properties on them. Now, at the same time, please make sure you're not overly cocky. Nobody likes that either. Make it clear that you are bringing great value to the table and that you do not do business with everyone. Now, if you recall in the Kickstart module, we talk about how important it is to read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This is exactly where it really comes into play. Use what you've learned in that book to talk with cash buyers and just build a regular, human, natural rapport with them. It's a privilege to do business with you because you're going to be taking deals, sourcing them, and providing them deals that they did not know about on a silver platter. You need to know and believe that deeply. I like to let my buyers know that I already have other buyers looking for similar properties. When I bring you a deal that you want, you'll be expected to perform and close. If not, I'm going to have to take you off of our list. Does that sound fair? You should always be like this and always have no exceptions. Keep your integrity. Do not get pulled around by rose-picking or tire-kicking buyers. Question-based selling. This is actually how you should be working with your buyers. You have to ask questions about their experience, their real estate strategy and niche that they prefer, exactly what their goals are, and make sure you are creating an Excel spreadsheet for each 10-hour wholesaler market for your buyers list and recording all of this information into that Excel sheet. That might sound like common sense, but all too many people just write down buyer stuff on a sticky pad or whatever, leave it on their desk, and it gets lost forever. That is insane to me. You are spending a lot of time and energy building this cash buyers list. Make sure your Excel sheet is open and all of this data and all of these comments are getting recorded into your Excel sheet every time. Now, when you ask questions like, how long have you been investing, do it in a natural way. You should also be asking them, what is their primary investing strategy that they prefer, so you're not wasting their time with anything else? What type of properties? So single family, multifamily, long-term stuff, short-term flips? Find out exactly what they want from them. Also, how many properties are they looking to buy this year? You want to know the location, the size, the price range, the neighborhoods they like, what hoods and zip codes are the best. Make sure that you ask if they're interested in doing rehabs. Do you already have a contractor, or would you like mine? Now, side note, if they don't have a contractor but they do want to do rehabs, do your best to some very high qualified contractors that other investors are using and give them a referral. That means you're going a step above the rest. Again, adding value. How much repairs are you comfortable with, you need to know. Are you working with any banks right now, hard money lenders, private money, or using your own cash? This is very important because this is going to give you an idea of just how quickly they can close. Just so you know, hard money can sometimes take a few weeks or less, but sometimes there's some contingencies, so it's not always guaranteed. Also, if they're working with regular banks, we really avoid working with anybody that's working with a regular bank. And as a matter of fact, in most cases, you can't, because these buyers need to have cash ready to send to escrow within days in most cases. So what we're really looking for is people that are leveraging private money or using their own cash or credit lines. Then you also want to know what their ultimate goal in real estate is. Because by you asking them this question, that means that you are interested in helping them achieve what their goals are. You need to know where they want to end up and why they're even in this business in the first place. So once again, I always like to let my buyers know, I have a handful of other buyers that I work with, Mr. Buyer. So if I send you a property that fits everything that you've said here and you agree to take the deal, are you prepared and committed to pulling the trigger and closing on time? Very important to get this out of the way and ask them that question right off the bat, okay? It sets the tone for a good relationship. Now, following up with your buyers, this is extremely critical. I recommend that you get a an email service such as GetResponse.com. It's cheap and easy to use. It has all the functions and the templates and autoresponders that you're ever going to need. And it has a free 30-day trial. And once it's paid, it's like under $20 a month, all right? FreedomSoft also has its internal email broadcast feature. Now, all of these email services are simply a platform where you can put an email together, send out inventory and or market information, and send it to your entire list where everybody is already automatically buying carbon copied. The last thing you want to do is send an email out to everybody on your list where everybody can see each other's information or email. So please make sure you avoid that mistake. I've made that mistake as a rookie too many times. Do not use a regular email account and take the chance of not blind carbon copying everybody. Use an email provider such as GetResponse or even the one that's internally in FreedomSoft. Remember, buyers are your primary focus here. You're the big badass on the block with all the buyer connections when you build a phenomenal list. And guess what? Everyone goes where the money is, and that is you. When you have a powerful buyers list, you represent buying power. All right, so I hope you got a lot of great information on all that cash buyers. So let's go right into your second pipeline, and that is wholesalers. So building your cold wholesaler list, who is ideal? You got two types of wholesalers in the world. You got your seasoned pros that are doing at least 3 deals a month, and then you got your hardworking newbies who are doing 0 to 2 deals a month. We want both of them. The pros are dependable with inventory, and the newbies are fresh inventory that need your buyers. The second great thing about newbie wholesalers is that they're bringing fresh inventory to the market that nobody knows about. So even if you have some seasoned fix and flip guys or landlord buyers on your list that are on other people's lists, if you have a relationship with this other newbie wholesaler with fresh meat inventory that nobody else knows about, you can add value now to your seasoned investors on your list. Very cool stuff. Now, to instantly find coal wholesalers, this is all you need to do. First, start off with a simple Google search. Go to Google and type in these keywords: sell my house fast, and then your subject county. Also, try variations. Once you're done doing a lookup for sell my house fast subject county, you're gonna wanna do sell my house fast cash, sell my house fast city, sell my house fast town. Do those variations. And when you do that, the results from the search will be fellow wholesalers and investors. Organic results versus paid results. Now, the reason that these are going to be in fellow investors is because other investors, especially wholesalers, pay to optimize keywords. Now, why would we pay to optimize keywords in Google, such as sell my house fast? Because motivated sellers are typing in those types of words. When somebody's in a jam and they need to sell their house fast, that's what they're typing into Google. And in most cases, hopefully, they're typing in their county or their town or their city. So make sure that you are doing the same so that you can find the people that are wholesalers targeting those keywords. Don't deal with the paid results, deal with just organic. Visit each site and find the contact information. Once you do, email them, call them, and then build a very solid relationship with them. Disclose exactly what your intentions are to them, that you want to get on their buyer's list, that you want to joint venture with them, and that you want to sell any of their properties that match what your buyers want to your buyer's list. And you're going to do it via a double assignment. Easy stuff. Now, just so you have a visual of what this looks like, the organics versus paid, your paid ads are always going to be your top 3 results on your Google page. A lot of times they're very slightly highlighted in like an orange or a yellow. But in most cases, those are franchises such as We Buy Ugly Homes. So in this example that we typed in here, we did sell my house fast in Houston. As you can see, the first results are national franchises. Where it starts to get organic is towards the bottom here. We Buy Houses Houston, Texas. It's a YouTube video. The next one, We Buy Houses for Cash, Houston, Texas, a YouTube video. And guess what we have right in the very beginning? We don't even have to dig in to the site to find any contact information. We have this fellow wholesaler's information right here on the page. Their phone number is provided right there. As soon as you see that, you should be reaching out to these people, calling them, asking them to get on their buyer's list and so that you can start receiving their inventory. Here's a really cool way to get more cold wholesalers. This is my Craigslist search method. So in your target market, you're going to want to search keywords that wholesalers and only wholesalers typically use. We use keywords such as ARV, which means after repair value. Now, what other people are using keywords like that? Nobody, just wholesalers. Also look for keywords such as cash only. Now, what you're going to want to do is on the top left-hand corner, once you're in your target market, there's a little keyword search bar. Just type these keywords in. The results that pop up are going to most likely be ads such as this. Just go through your results and look for wholesaler type ads. Another great keyword to type in is hard money. Mostly only wholesalers use hard money terms. Now, these are great because this is a great way that you can get the fresh newbie wholesaler leads. Now, here's another way to get more co-wholesalers on your co-wholesalers list in your target market. Search the local REIA. Once you find the REIA, which stands for Real Estate Investors Association, again, you're doing this through a simple Google search. You just type in that phrase into Google. You're going to find out who they are, reach out to them both email and phone, and ask that REIA for their vendors list. Their vendors list will contain whoever is within the organization, attorneys, title companies, and other wholesalers. REIAs are a great source for recruiting and educating new wholesalers as well. And you can build a team of new wholesalers marketing for sellers for you this way. We love working with new wholesalers. Once again, when you are building your cold wholesalers list, while you're doing this work, make sure that the Excel sheet is printed up titled 10-hour wholesaler market, co-wholesaler, or joint venture wholesalers, and you are entering all of your data and findings. Now, also, a little side benefit that works about 50% of the time when you're doing a Google search for your local county's REIA is that a lot of real estate investor associations actually allow fellow wholesalers to post their properties on their website for sale so that other investors can see them. Well, this is great because this gives you an opportunity to see exactly who those wholesalers are. Click on the ad and reach out to them. You're going to see their contact information. As soon as you get it, record it into your Excel sheet, and then once again, reach out to them using the templates that we provide you in the resources section. So all you got to do is send them that cold wholesaler template. But also, make sure you're not relying on just email. You must be calling these people too. And be relentless about it. Don't try it just once or twice if you don't hear back from another wholesaler. Keep going. Once again, these scripts are provided for you in the resources section. And our general response to wholesalers, once they do reply from our initial reaching out to them, is something like this. We say, great, now if one of our buyers end up wanting one of your deals, I'm just going to send over a simple one-page assignment contract so that you can assign me the property for an agreed-upon price. Then just let me know what you have the property under contract for so I can run the numbers so we have a fair 50-50 profit split. If that sounds fair to you, I look forward to doing some business with you and really getting some deals sold here in the future. That's it, guys. It's that simple. You can customize that to however you like, but that's generally what works for us. Now, here's some really important basics and fundamentals that you need to know when you're doing this. Now, your cold wholesalers are simply just under contract with the current owner of the property. That means they have a purchase and sales contract with a specified purchase price and date to close. They are principal in this contract, and they are legally able to market this property or this contract. And in most cases, these guys typically have not closed yet with the original seller. They are direct. And so what that means is there's no daisy chains. That means do not work with any other people that have a friend of a friend's wholesale property under contract. You only are working with people that actually have a property under contract with a purchase and sales contract, because that is the only thing that you can get assigned to you. So make sure that you're always asking the fellow wholesaler, are you direct? Do you have this property under contract yourself? If it's a yes, then make sure you get working with these guys. Now, the compensation is typically a 50-50 profit split. That's where you at least start off the negotiation. Because if you're bringing a buyer to the table, to a property that they haven't or cannot sell, you are worth at least 50% of whatever profit's coming out of that deal. When you do an assignment, just run the numbers. Every deal is different. There is no general number. I get this question asked all the time. What is a 50% profit split? Well, every single deal is different and negotiations change. It's going to become very natural as the negotiations start taking place. So the most important thing that I can tell you is that you must just start applying these steps and get yourself to the point where you actually are negotiating a deal. Then you will find out your profit share. Just get working at it. Now, make certain that you're not performing any tasks that a licensed salesperson performs if you're not licensed. If you're licensed, then great. This is really important because a lot of people misconceive the actions of a cold wholesaler. Again, you always need to stay principled. And hear me here. Never act as if you are representing anybody else. You are only representing yourself or your entity because you are buying agreements contractually and selling agreements to your end buyer contractually. In general, only licensed people can promote or market properties for another. Do not market for another. Always market for yourself. Be principled in the deals and avoid licensing problems. Now, with that said, I gotta tell you, make sure that you always have a local attorney on your side, and not just any attorney. I don't care if it's your brother, your sister, your father-in-law, your father. If your father's an attorney, but he has never done a double closing, if he's never worked with a wholesaler or real estate investors in his life, or even currently, that is not the person that you want as an attorney. You have to work with the attorneys that are, you only want to work with these attorneys that are part of your local real estate investors association. Also, other wholesalers that are currently doing deals in any target market also know the attorneys there. Simply just ask them. In most cases, they're going to tell you. All right? Keep it simple. Do everything with those guys. Check each of your target market state governing real estate laws and always have a relationship with your top tier attorney or fellow wholesalers. All right? One email can save a lot of headache. Just be smart and make one simple phone call or email. And by the way, it shouldn't really cost you anything because all you're doing is introducing yourself to this attorney and letting them know that you're going to be doing deals in that market and that you plan on using them for your closings and contract creations. They're going to love you because you're a new client, all right? So, co-wholesaling process, we have dubbed it the double assignment. So here's how it looks. You email your joint venture wholesaler's inventory to your network of buyers. Once you have an interested buyer, simply send your selling wholesaler your assignment contract and get that property assigned to you for agreed upon price. Once you have that contract signed, you may now assign your interest in that contract to your end buyer. And if there's escrow funds that need to be put up, your end buyer can put up the escrow funds. You are selling your contractual terms as sales proceeds here. Always principal and selling your own interest in the contract to your end buyer. Once you have agreements, all you have to do is take those two assignment contracts, the purchase and sales contract, and send the contracts into the closing attorney or title company that either you have the relationship with or that your selling wholesaler has already opened escrow with. If your selling wholesaler has already opened escrow with the current owner of that property, just ask them, say, hey, have you opened escrow? If they say yes, then take the signed contracts and send it into their title company or title attorney. Make sure that you're on the HUD, wait for the check or wire transfer from closing coordinator, and get paid. So that's a lot to digest, but I fed it to you step by step. I'm telling you, just take those steps and you will yield results. Now, step three is where all the magic happens. Look, as a 10-hour wholesaler, you must be doing step three. Everything we just went through is all designed to be recorded, packaged, and outsourced to a team member. This is exactly how you do that. So check this out. Here is what your outsourced team is going to look like. You got your operations manager. You have your virtual assistants. You have your closing attorneys or your title companies. You have your bookkeeper, you have local scouts. That's it. All right, finding your operations manager. So they really need to be a rock star, all right? Preferably they have sales and or real estate experience, but it's not necessary. It would just set the stage as a good foundation. What they really, really need to have is willingness and a hunger to learn and earn. Again, willingness and a hunger to learn and earn. They just need to be really good on the phone, which means building good rapport and being very friendly. I need to have something like that because you really just can't teach rapport and honesty. So with rapport and honesty and the willingness and hunger to learn and earn, you have yourself a phenomenal operations manager. They need to be excited to be paid upon their performance and commission-based salaries. In order to get one, you can post an ad on Craigslist, your local newspaper, and online job search engines as follows. Now, here's the headline. You just put locally based nationwide real estate investment business seeking sharp-minded salesperson to add to their team. Now, here's a body. We are looking for a responsible person with sales experience to become a member of our fast-growing nationwide real estate investing business. Your responsibilities will include receiving inbound sales calls, making outbound calls, screening buyer-seller leads daily, running comparable sales, coordinating with a closing attorney and closing company, data entry into Excel, managing direct mail campaigns, being reliable, responsible, and honest. Great attention to detail, phenomenal work ethics, excited for the opportunity to be commission-based performance pay. For more information, and then insert your call to action. We like to put two calls to action. So the respond to your ad. And once they respond to your ad, what I recommend that you do is give simple instructions for them to forward some more information to you, such as a resume, to a separate email address. What this does is going to actually reduce the amount of people that you can actually talk to and interview, because you will be surprised at how many people won't follow a simple secondary instruction. It's very important because you want to get rid of all those people that potentially won't do something so simple. So please make sure you do yourself a favor and do that, because when you post this ad, you're going to get a lot of inquiries. Here's an example of the ad. Now, subject line is the same. Locally based, nationwide real estate investment business seeking sharp-minded individual. Post the body. Now, once again, we went to Craigslist, posted it in our target market under jobs, under real estate services or real estate jobs, okay? Now, as you can see, if your target market was Tallahassee, Florida, you would just log on to your account in Craigslist, go to Tallahassee, and then click on jobs, and then go to real estate jobs. Post the ad. I would say post it a couple times a week and wait for the dang inquiries to come in, because there's going to be a lot of them. Again, make sure you screen them with a couple clear instructions. Now, in regards to what to say to your operations manager, you need to let them know how you're going to structure their compensation and that you're going to be giving them at least 10 to 20% profit share of every deal that you guys close together. Your agreement with your operations manager should be written out and then signed, so everybody is very familiar with what the tasks are going to be and ultimately what the goals are. Every operations manager should know clearly what they're going to be responsible for and what the expected outcome is to be. Now, here's how I optimize my operations managers. My secret 1-2 punch that can handle up to 18 markets right now is to keep my local operations manager in charge of tasks on the list provided in the members panel, but then once they have it dialed in, he or she outsources and communicates these mundane tasks to a virtual assistance team that we use. Now, for this virtual assistance, we're going to talk about who we use shortly, but just know that the overall business model should be an in-house operations manager rock star locally in your office. Now, if you don't have an office to house them, that's fine. They can be in your target market where you are virtually, but you should meet up with them at least twice a week at a coffee shop or something of the nature so that you guys can work together with the meetings of the mind. Ultimately, the best place you can be is having an in-house office. That doesn't mean that you, as the business owner, need to be at this office all the time, but in the beginning, to cultivate exactly what you're looking for and to build a phenomenal relationship with someone that you can trust in doing this business, they should be in-house and taking phone calls, because we're going to be doing lots of lead generation here, and you want somebody that you can trust to talk to all of these leads for you. So between the Rockstar OM and the VA, we got a great combination. So here's more on our virtual assistants. You got to build relationships with top-rated VAs, and preferably to help expedite the process, just go right to virtual assistants that already have experience in the real estate space. And in order to do that, there are actually specific sites and ways of finding virtual assistants with real estate experience. I like to focus on my VAs that are in Thailand, or the Philippines, USA, or actually some of them in the Middle East. They work very hard, the wages are extremely cheap, and in most cases, they speak great English, Thailand and Philippines do, and they're all very well educated with bachelor's degrees or more. Here's some more on virtual assistants. Check this out. The minimum wage in the Philippines right now is about 75%. Now check this out. The minimum wage in the Philippines right now is about 75 cents an hour. Most Filipinos speak great English and have great positive attitudes. Not all, but generally. What you need to do is interview as many as possible because it's really worth your time. Now, here's my top rated VA resources. This is where you're going to find the people. You can find them on Fiverr.com, on PatLive.com, which is a call operating message. If you don't have an operations manager and you want to get going right now, you should definitely use a service like PatLive.com. You also have www.yourvas.com. Now, I have not used them personally, but partners and students of mine have used them with phenomenal results. You can also use Elance.com, Odesk.com, and 123employee.com, which is great because they have a real estate experience. The creator of that company actually was a real estate investor at one point in time. So the now for internal domestic stuff in your office to get good free work done, such as stuffing and sticking envelopes for all these direct mail campaigns that you may be doing, such as in module one when you're starting to work with such as in module one, where we talk about wholesaling the smart way, where you would actually be getting your own deals under contract by sending out yellow letters to motivated seller leads. You could actually leverage the heck out of an intern in order to print up all those letters, stuff and stick and send those out for you. Listen, we do that all the time. Get in touch with your local community college. Fill out the applications so that these students can get credits for coming and working with your real estate business and get boatloads of those yellow letters sent out. Same thing with the cash buyer letter. Look, you got to do that in both models, both in module two and both in module one. Either route, both routes, you got to be sending out those cash buyer letters all the time. Leverage interns to knock this out for you. For more interns, you can go to Indeed.com as well. Now, hiring VAs on Fiverr, there's a few little things that you might want. Now, Fiverr is my favorite site to work with for VAs. There's a large amount of what they call sellers to choose from. People who are selling their services called a gig. Go to the search tab on the homepage of Fiverr and just type in virtual assistant. Then search an order of top rated sellers. Now here's a piece of advice about that. Do not go with the top rated sellers that have lots of orders in queue or seem to be very, very, very busy people with lots and lots of reviews. You want the more medium in demand to lower in demand top rated because these are the people that you could potentially build a relationship with outside of Fiverr, where they can start working for you for 10, 15, 20 hours a week, and you can pay them through a service through just like PayPal. And that is the way to really get a consistent, dependable virtual assistant. So in essence, we're actually using Fiverr as a place to sort of source our virtual assistants. We hire a bunch of virtual assistants at extremely cheap rates, like $5, in order to figure out how good they do. When somebody does this very simple task, such as one of our pipeline lead generation tasks that we just went over, when they do it really well and yield great results, that is a person that we want to approach and say, look, you did a phenomenal job with this on that last task. We would like to work with you outside of Fiverr. What would be a good base rate pay for you to work 15 hours a week? Here's how we're going to monitor you. That is the goal with using Fiverr.com. You don't want to stay on there all the time. It's just to hire enough assistants to really find a rock star of a VA. Now, for hiring VAs on Fiverr, all you have to do is go to Fiverr.com and set up an account. Then click on the shopping tab. Now, here's the cool thing about Fiverr. You can actually post the job or the service that you're looking for on Fiverr and wait for people to reach out to you. To do that, all you have to do is click on Request Gig. Once you have, insert Seeking Reliable, Dependable Virtual Assistant for a Real Estate Business Long Term. Once you post that, wait for the responses. Now, here's what that front end looks like. As you can see, this is our home page. You can just go to Request Gig and type in that simple service request that we just talked about. Now, here's a script for your virtual assistant once they respond to your ad. Just say this: thank you for responding. We're reviewing a ton of responses and we'll be making a decision in the next couple of days. Please provide us some references if you have worked with any clients in the real estate space before. Can you perform requested work on a routine basis, dependably, and provide us a screenshot of each completed task? Also, let me know your billing rate. Thank you very much. Here's a few more tips for working with virtual assistants. Now, you need to test these virtual assistants by their responsiveness. The ones who respond the fastest stay at the top of my list. The ideal response time is about 20 minutes, okay? Also, provide virtual assistants with a very detailed task list. We provide one for you in this program. But with that said, every individual is going to have their own tasks that you're going to need outsourced at your own pace. Make sure you find out or identify exactly what that is and then explain to them as clearly as physically possible in order to get better results from these virtual assistants. The more detailed and clear you are, the better results you're going to get. Finding your closing attorney in your title company. Now look, this is extremely important, so do not settle. You need to find which attorney in your target 10-hour wholesaler market or markets are already working with other wholesalers. We spoke about this before, but it's so important, I need to say it again. Only work with attorneys and title companies that are working with other wholesalers and are part of your local real estate investors association, one or the other, or both. Once you find them, that's your guy, period. Don't waste time asking and educating. Again, you can just visit your Target Market RIA Club website, find their phone number, ask for their vendors list, and look for the title company and title attorney that's on their lists. Now, my secret sauce has actually been having a rockstar investor savvy closing company that has an in-house attorney. So I'm getting a double bang here. I'm getting a title company that also has a rockstar title attorney that works internally, in-house, and their company. Now, this person can prepare closing documents and facilitate our closings. You should have something of the same. Once you've found this person, use them for each deal you do, whether it's the title company or the title attorney, or if you have the both. Use them for everything you do. Again, these people need to understand creative real estate investing and simultaneous closings. It's a must. In many cases, this attorney and or title company will be a sponsor of your local RIA. Make sure you make it clear that you get paid on the HUDs or at closing. Now, on to bookkeeping and accounting. This is not a fun or a very sexy topic, but bookkeeping and accounting takes time, and it's going to save you a lot of money in taxes if you do it correctly. Don't waste your own time doing this stuff yourself. If you believe in yourself right now, then you should know you can afford to pay the quarterly accountant's fees. There are moving parts to this model when it comes to 1099s and such, so get with a good bookkeeper or accountant. Let someone else manage this end of the business for you so that you can focus on what you need to be doing, which is making the money. Now, this bookkeeper and accountant should have a good reputation, and they really should have work or currently work with other real estate investors. That means you can find these people at the local RIA. They need to have a reputation for fighting for their clients, and they need to understand the investment business so that they can optimize every single write-off possible. Trust me, don't underestimate how important this is. I've been there, done that, made the mistakes of hiring accountants that did not understand the real estate space, and we paid way, way more than we needed to. Don't be that person. Your local scouts. Now, your local scouts can be contractors, friends or acquaintances, and aspiring wholesalers. Now, contractors. To find contractors or handyman that you can leverage in your wholesale business in each target market so that you can sort of have boots on the ground, you can simply search them on Craigslist or Angie's List. Once you've found them, let them know you're an investor and that you're going to be doing more work in the area and that you'll be sending them work. But for now, would like to get them to do some stuff like preview properties and get information for you on properties of interest since you are out of state. Also, handymen that are already working with other real estate investors, particularly guys that are doing fix and flips in your target markets, will be very open to a proposal like this. Why? Because if you are potential for more dependable investor type work for them, then they will do this types of stuff. And it's really easy stuff for them to make money on the side. We pay them $30 to $50 depending on how many picks or how many tasks we ask them to do, such as, hey, can you go take 5 pictures of this property? Hey, could you do a walk around and let us know that the roof and the air conditioning and the plumbing's just there? Hey, can you go put this lockbox on the fence for us? Very simple tasks, a great little base pay. They do it in between jobs and make themselves some good quick cash. It's great boots on the ground. Now, friends and acquaintances, you can use them if you have them in your market. Your friends can deliver a contract for you to buyers or sellers if that ever had to happen, which is very rare. They can view a property for the condition for you. They can take pictures for you. They can put lock boxes up for you. They can open doors for you. Now, aspiring wholesalers, this is interesting. They can be the best scout on your team because you can create an alliance with the newbie aspiring wholesalers. You can educate them and mentor them. Now, how could you do that if you're a brand new wholesaler? Simple. You have all the tools right here at your fingertips. You have Module 1 that tells you everything you need to know about wholesaling. You have this entire community to ask questions with. Trust me, you have everything you need here. You can educate and mentor an aspiring investor that needs direction. Now, even if you haven't done a deal yet, it doesn't matter. You have more resources and support than they do, I promise you. Build these relationships and put them to work for you ASAP. Have them sign a non-circumvent or non-disclosure agreement. You can just do a simple Google for these templates. Now, how you can pay them is offer them a small cut of each deal that you close, or you can just offer them a base pay. But I recommend you offer them a cut of each deal so that they are involved until the end. Other than cold wholesalers, this is your ideal team member to have deliver a contract, do any negotiations for you, view a property of their condition, to take the pictures, put up lock boxes, and open doors for potential cash buyers for you. Once again, if you're in a market 5 states away, you're going to may possibly need somebody to open doors for you for your cash buyers that are interested. If the selling wholesaler can't do it for you, then you can leverage one of these contacts that we just talked about to do these types of tasks for you. Now, this is where the whole 10-hour wholesaler model comes into play. Once you've gotten really good at building your pipelines and then started outsourcing that to everybody, you need to learn to scale. Now, scaling is simply rinsing and repeating. Do the 3 steps of identify, build, and outsource. So identify your next target market. Then build your joint venture and cash buyer pipelines in those markets immediately. Use your team to do it quickly. Outsource all that heavy lifting and do not overcomplicate it. Just follow these steps step by step. Avoid the shiny object syndrome at all costs. Stop any and all information that's coming at you from every direction and focus at just the task at hand. If you want to finally see success in real estate, you have to apply these steps. Anything you do, you just have to focus on. It doesn't matter if it's real estate investing or building a website or building an online company or becoming a stockbroker. You need to be really, really focused and very, very clear. If it takes watching this system over and over again 15 times, then that's what it takes. You must do it, because I'll tell you this, repetition can create confidence. And when you have confidence, it helps you take action. You must take actions that help you get outside of your comfort zone. Know this, if you ever find yourself comfortable while building this business, then something is wrong and you're not doing enough. You must always be stepping outside of your comfort zone. Unless you're already an extremely successful virtual wholesaler and you're already in 15 other markets or 20 markets and you have no desire to expand or make more money, then you don't need to do that, I would suppose. But until you're at that point, you need to always be uncomfortable. You need to always be taking these steps. All right? We're here for you, all right? Do these steps in order. Now, here is your action list. Get good legal advice. Remember, find that local attorney in each market that you go into so that you're following the state laws. Identify your first 10-hour wholesaler market and move on to the next. Start building your cash buyer and cold wholesaler pipelines in that target market immediately. Decide right away what strategies you're going to implement to find your cash buyers and your cold wholesalers. What would I recommend? Immediately apply every step that I showed you. Do it all and outsource it. Now, you need to have at least 5 active coal wholesalers sending you at least 5 deals per week in each target market. And you should have at least 5 or more serious cash buyers in each target market. Then you need to start building your outsource team and play matchmaker to get paid. Let us know how we can help along the way. As you can see, underneath each module, we have an unbelievable 10-hour wholesaler community. And truthfully, the information that's contained in the questions and my answers in this content is unbelievable. And all combined would equal at least another 5 modules. So scroll through it. Almost every question that you have is already answered in these Q&As. When you have something new, go ahead and ask a question or just reach out just to say hi. Now, I'd like to leave you with this quote that I find so unbelievably true to what we're doing here. It's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "As to methods, there may be a million and then some, but principles are few. The man who grasps principles can successfully select his own methods. The man who tries methods but ignoring the principles is sure to have trouble." Guys, don't try to reinvent the wheel here. Apply these principles. Stuff such as the scripts will change for your market and for the people that you're trying to talk to. But the principles are the same. You have everything you need. I'm here for you. Go out there, make it happen, and take what is yours.